Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? I looked at the sign. Don't get mad. I saw a lot of comments. I forget sometimes. It's been a lot of episodes.
What are they, the sign police? Like, I don't even get it.
I'm like, I know it's there. I put it there.
I mean, it's really not there when we're filming, so they can't even blame us.
But yeah, I mean, I put it there in post. But anyway, hi, girlies. I did my hair again.
Yes, you did. Do you crimp it? Is that what you do?
No, curl.
Oh. Yeah, that might be harder for shorter hair. You should try crimping.
I had one of those like waver things, and I remember using it for a while, but it worked better when my hair was like fried and dead and dry. And now I feel like I don't know how to use it, or I like forgot.
Some of them suck and give really weird crimps. And some of them are very slay. The one I use is the bedhead one. Super cheap, not sponsored. That gives me my favorite waves. Every other one I've tried just gives, I don't know, not my vibe. But anyway, that's not what today's episode is about. So today's episode is going to be an interesting one. We got some fake news on the internet to discuss. Some people trying to razzle dazzle the internet, if you will, for some clout, allegedly. But we don't know.
Razzle dazzle.
You know, we gotta inspect the situation. There's security footage. There's he said, there's she said. We gotta learn more about it. Yeah, it's a lot. And then we are gonna be talking about Zach Bryan. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, girl. We are going to be talking about that because there's a whole history there that we need to go through.
Oh, no. Okay. I saw it last night and I was like, oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah. I really like him.
He's the guy that sings Something in the Orange, I think is his most popular song. You know that song?
Yeah, but what's the recent one that has been really popular? It's with Casey Musgraves. I Remember Everything.
Mm-mm. I don't know that I've heard that.
You've definitely, I think you've probably heard it. Oh. It's been like, big fan.
Well, sing it for me.
No. I got a new record player recently, and I already had some records from the one I had before, but I decided to get a few new ones, and I bought two of his.
One of us always has lashes stuck to us. Do we not? Like, what even is our life? I cannot.
It's a consistent problem.
And then when I try to ignore it, my eyes like glued shut. I'm like, oh God. Anyway, gosh. Okay.
Zach Bryan. Yes. So that's happening second. What's first?
First is...
Or first, should we address the girlies?
We gotta address the girlies. We gotta address the nation. Girly nation.
Hi, girlies.
Let's talk about it. Okay, so we have to have a chat because there's been some discussions, and the reason why we want to talk about it in this episode is because the discussions are around a certain sponsor that we've had, and today's episode is sponsored by them, so we figured perfect opportunity to sit and talk to the girlies and have a conversation.
So we did a sponsorship probably like a month ago now for Factor Meals, and it's like these ready to eat. This part is not
sponsored. I was gonna say it's not this part. It's coming.
They send you, it's like pre-made meals. Mm-hmm. It's like a meal kit service,
but not one that you cook. It's like the ones that are already,
correct. Yeah, they're okay. Anyway. And they're not frozen. They're refrigerated. Anyway, we did the sponsorship, but at the time we had just started working with our new. We have a podcast ad network.
Very exciting.
You notice we've been having a few more sponsorships, which is amazing for us girlies.
Full disclosure, before we signed with them, I was the one that would negotiate our brand deals, and it was a lot. Like, I was the one that would have to send the invoices, and even just negotiating, like, nobody really even wanted to sponsor us, actually.
Yeah, I was getting, well, even just making the contact with the brands, and so we now work with an agency that already has the relationships with the brands, then they pitch us, and then the brands are like, yeah, we love the girlies. Then we get sponsored.
And we don't just accept everything that we get offered. So how it works is they will give us a list of brands. They'll tell us about them. We can look at them. We can try them, whatever we want to do. And then we can approve or reject them. We've rejected a ton. Like, we're not just here being like, approve. Yay, money. Yes. Like, that's not what's happening here. But they're offering us all these different services. And so Factor was offered to us. And we looked into Factor. Great reviews. I know some people who have tried it. And so we were like, yeah, let's do it. So obviously the plan was to get the product before, so we can tell you guys exactly what we like about the product. That did not happen. Also, another full disclosure, that's never going to happen again. Okay. So if we don't get a product before, we're not going to talk about it. I understand totally why you guys want us to try something and vet it personally before we're talking about it. I just want to say the reason why we said we didn't get it is because we didn't get it. And we're not going to sit here and be like, guys, it's downstairs in my kitchen right now and it's so fucking good. Like, I'm never going to do that.
And the reason I brought up the fact that this is through an agency is not like we ordered Factor and then it didn't come on time because they fucked up the shipping or something. It was because we had just started working with this agency. There's a third party involved and they didn't get our shipping information in time. So when we told our agency, we're like, hey, we didn't get the meals yet. And they were like, oh, crap, our bad. They're coming. Then they suggested, well, just say that you haven't gotten it yet.
The way that I can kind of compare it, and this is not to justify and be like, we did nothing wrong. Because, again, that's not going to happen again. We're not interested in doing ads. If, like, if it doesn't come in time, it we got to push it back.
One-off or situation. Just
cancel it. Yeah. Let's say you see an influencer promoting a lawyer. Have you ever seen that? Where it's like the Morgan & Morgans and stuff like that.
I've seen a lot of injury lawyers exactly. recently.
Those people have probably not ever used that lawyer. And they're not telling you they've used that lawyer. They're just saying, hey, this is what this is. So have a nice day yeah. if you want to try it. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to say. There's a difference between endorsement we and personal lying. Endorsement. I would never lie. The thing is, people brought up Tasia Alexis, right? A lot. So people were like, you were mad at Tasia Alexis because she promoted a broken fridge. And now you're promoting something you've never tried. But girlies.
She lied and said that she tried it. And that's also, it arrived broken, which was a red flag about the company.
It didn't just arrive broken. She tried to get it fixed and they repeatedly were not doing that. And so she promoted a broken fridge. And while she was promoting, it was like, this fridge is great. That's what I was saying is wrong. It's wrong to promote something that is shit. It's like if we had tried Factor and it was dog hated shit it. And we're here saying yeah. it's delicious. Like, I'm never yeah. going to do that. But I'm also not going to sit down and do what I think a lot of influencers would do and be like, it's great. You need to try it. We hadn't tried it yet. So we're not going to tell you we had. And we're never going to tell you something's great and delicious and you have to try it if you don't. We just wanted to clear that up. I understand your guys' frustration. We hear you. Not going to happen again. Any sponsor moving forward. I mean, all the ones we've done, Lumi, OneSkin, all that stuff is stuff we've tried for weeks to a month on end. Like, we are now requesting products way before.
It was an oversight. We should have realized how that could be perceived for sure. For the Factor situation, but it won't happen again, like Jesse said, and it was good. So disaster averted.
You'll see in the sponsorship as well. I repurchased with my own money. Like, I genuinely like this product and I realized it could have gone south. Maybe I could have tried it and it would have been horrible and this would have been much more of a disaster.
Would have been very awkward. Yes.
Yeah. And that's why we need to be more responsible in the future. But again, we're never going to sit here on camera and tell you we love something that we don't or haven't tried. So that's why we were honest and we're like, we're excited to try, but we haven't gotten it, but yeah. this is what it is. You know what I mean? And if you want to try it, you can. Now, this episode, you're getting our personal endorsement. We've tried it. We have experience Correct. With it. And we just want to be honest. And that's just the, you know, situation. We're learning, okay? We are learning to be sponsored a lot because we were not for a long time. Do you remember when we were fighting Truly. For our lives with that Adam and Eve one? We tried so hard to get that. And I almost cried when we did. We got paid like $3. I'm like, oh, yes.
I was talking to Bose last night and Bose always, I think she cares more about my career sometimes than I do, but she'll always be like, Lily, have you done this? Have you done this? And I'm like, oh, Mom. She was saying how she's so proud of us and that we should be so proud of what we've built. And I'm like, honestly, it's crazy to think that when we started, I was having to like borrow 10 bucks from Jesse to eat.
Yeah, dude. And listen, we're taking so many things into consideration as we continue on. You know, we don't want to annoy you guys. We have told our agency this is the max amount of ads because people will put 4, 5 sit down reads back to back. We are not doing that ever. And yeah, we're just excited for this new journey. But we understand that you guys are the reason we're able to be on this journey. So we don't want to fucking annoy you guys. And that's why we wanted to address this. You know, if we fucked up somewhere with the sponsorships and all that shit, we got to learn from it, move on and just do better. And that's what we're going to do. But yeah, I guess that's it, right?
Yep. Cheers.
Okay. I don't have a drink.
What do you mean? Not even a coffee?
No, I have nothing. Not even water on the struggle bus today.
Aren't you parched?
Well, don't tell me that because now I'm going to think about it and think I'm parched.
I mean, you're not parched. Very quenched.
Okay, so let's move on to this episode. We have two main topics and the first one is a doozy. So Hubbard in Chicago. Ever heard of it? Of course you haven't.
No,
it's an inn in Chicago.
What?
So, yeah. But the reason why we're talking about it is because there was a woman... No, she was not a woman. She's like a girl, right?
When does that...
Where is that line?
Exactly.
Am I a girl? No, I'm not.
I don't feel like a woman.
Girl, you're a woman.
I turned 34 this month.
Oh, you're definitely a woman. Hold on, wait.
What do you mean?
What do you want me to be? You little baby. You're a freaking woman.
Seriously, I've seen it a lot on TikTok. Sorry to go on a really quick tangent. But I've seen it a lot on TikTok of millennials in particular saying, what do you mean I'm an adult? Because like the adults that are our age now, when we were little, they were real adults. We are not.
Yeah.
Like if I'm somewhere in a crisis situation, like I'm looking for the adult. Like you have kids and I still don't see you as like an adult.
I know, but I am one. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm married too, that like if I do have a crisis, I'll go to my husband. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to go to like my dad yeah. or my mom. Actually, I might go to my dad if it's like tax crisis. Anyway, whatever. But yeah, I don't feel entirely like an adult, but I... also do at the same time. My mom says she still feels very young. And I think I might just always feel that way, like inside my heart.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm like, so is it always going to be like this? Are we going to be like 80 being like, where's the adult?
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, back to Hubbard in Chicago because...
Yes, geez, sorry.
No, you're good. So there's a woman named Julia. And she posted a TikTok that, I shit you not, I have searched high and low. And then I even tried to outsource Lily to freaking find it for me in her FBI ways. And she couldn't. And I think it's lost forever.
It wasn't there. My tactics failed.
I'm so annoyed because this whole situation went viral because of what ended up being the back and forth between this girl and the hotel or inn. Is it in a hotel?
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a difference. I've passed this on my For You page several times, yeah, and I just didn't watch it.
So we don't have the full original story. Despite how viral this got, I don't know. This is all we have. So it's bits and pieces of what she shared, but it kind of gives both her demeanor when she was telling the story as well as the majority of what the story is.
So they are grabbing us immediately. They don't even give us a chance to walk out on our own. I'm immediately grabbed by this man, and he's grabbing my arm, he's pushing me, he's manhandling me, and what is going on? What is the issue here? Why are you guys taking this out? Why are you screaming at us? And also, why are you grabbing me and manhandling me and dragging me, using my bag to pull me? I'm just pushed down. He sends me flying down the staircase.
What?
Hysterical at this point. I think I start to kind of yell, scream back at him, kind of push back at him, and he takes me a second time and shoves me again and sends me flying down the rest of the staircase. Ridiculous how much it escalated.
It's kind of hard to piece together because it's a mess. But basically what she's saying, and I'm not sure if she was someone who was staying at the Hubbard Inn, if she was just there, whatever. She says that she was escorted out of the bathroom, which usually whenever that's happened to like friends of mine is because like another friend smoking. Is hammered or something. Oh, smoking? Well, maybe that's your experience. I don't know. I've never had that happen. A lot of people get kicked out if they're like throwing up in the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, because they're so drunk.
See, I do resent that because...
Right?
I
mean, like, let me freaking
sometimes
bomb.
You need to puke. Yeah.
But anyway, so she says that she was manhandled, then thrown down two flights of stairs. So thrown down one flight of stairs and then thrown down another flight of stairs, which is fucking insane.
Two flights of stairs is insane.
Literally, I'm like, you definitely broke an arm or something. That's crazy. Then she says the guy is screaming at her, berating her, grabs her by her bag and just drags her out. Okay, that's her story of the Hubbard Inn, which is fucking crazy. Now she names the place. She looks like she's in a hotel room there when she's talking about it. So I don't know if she is or not, if that's the Hubbard Inn, but that's basically her story. She was severely abused at this place by a bouncer.
Not to victim blame, but she doesn't say why they kicked her out.
That's the part that I'm like, fuck, I wish I had the whole video because I don't know if she says why or what the disagreement was. But since we found out she was being escorted from the bathroom, that's when I'm assuming that they maybe thought she was too drunk or something. I have no idea. But it's just kind of insane. And obviously it went viral because people were like, what the fuck? And interestingly enough, other people came forward with their stories about Hubbard Inn.
Oh my God. Negative ones?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So this is a stitch with her original video. And it says, story time, a bouncer at Hubbard Inn Club in Chicago.
So the club inside of the hotel.
But it's so like, she wasn't necessarily like a guest there. She was like probably at the bar. So that checks out with your drunk thing more.
Yeah. But this guy stitched her video.
Little story time about.
So first off, I just want to say, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. That is really traumatizing to go through. But I personally understand your experience because in October of 2023, so last year, like the same instance happened to me. My friend, she actually commented on your video, but I come to work like, you know, the weekend after and like, I'm just distraught. I still have the scarring. It's a little bit better now, but you can see there and like right here, I had a black eye, but like the same altercation kind of happened with the bouncers at Hubbard Inn in Chicago. Like, I go outside to ask a question about something, about a refund, basically. It was a part of a bar crawl, and we already paid for one of my friend's tickets, but he paid at the door again to get in. So I was just trying to ask the security guards, the bouncers, like, yeah, can we talk to someone? Because I just want to see if we can get a refund for, like, him having paid to get in. From that question led up to them putting their hands on me first, choking me,
not the burp,
body slamming me, dragging me across the floor.
Oh my
like
God.
At this point, I'm trying to, defend myself because I'm getting attacked by not just one, but like four different security guards. What? And yeah, it was like the craziest thing I had experienced. Like, never before has something like that happened to me. I filed a police report. I didn't go to the hospital, but basically I'm just happy that you're sharing the story because it's just something that they need to correct, because now, like, this is the second time that I've known personally now of an instance where this is taking place at the Hubbard Inn in Chicago. And it's just like,
so he corroborates her story, basically.
Jesus.
His is, I mean, getting thrown down two flights of stairs is fucking insane. So I guess they're similar. And the reason why people like him were responding is because this did go viral, her original story time. People were stitching it. There was even a lawyer that stitched it that was like, oh my God, that's traumatizing. You have a case against them.
Where I was pushed down a flight of stairs by a bouncer at Hubbard Inn in Chicago.
Hi, Julia. Steve Malman from Malman Law. I am so sorry to hear what happened to you at Hubbard Inn, but I want to help you. Here's what you should do. Number one, send a letter to the bar to preserve any video evidence they have. All these bars have cameras all over the place. I'm sure one of these cameras caught on tape exactly what happened. You must send a letter to the bar before that tape gets erased.
It got even crazier when Hubbard Inn entered the chat with security footage.
They're probably like, thank God we have security footage.
I know. So what they did was they stitched her video and they put in security footage. Like, it's not an actual person talking for Hubbard Inn, but it's text mixed in with the security footage. So the first text says, over the past weekend, there was a viral social media post about an alleged incident at Hubbard Inn. The video went viral on TikTok, receiving thousands of views, shares, and comments, resulting in damages to the business, staff, and reputation. You will see the video post allegations alongside real surveillance footage of the alleged incident.
They're like, this you?
And then they show her walking out on her own. The security guard is in front of
her. Not even touching her.
No, I mean, he's literally like 2 feet in front of her and he's like casually walking around and she's walking behind him. And it specifies under the security footage that this is the bathroom hallway that she's being escorted down. And it says roommate is calmly walked out. Oh, okay. So that's a roommate of Julia apologizing repeatedly for her behavior.
What behavior?
Then they show the footage of her being walked out.
He's not touching her.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't even think he touched her. I was going to say maybe they like brushed sides where her bag that kind of brushed on him.
He's like just walking the same direction. They're close, but they're not touching.
And then it says below is footage of Miss Real safely being escorted from the bathroom hallway to the exit stairs.
Where she gets pushed down, question mark?
Allegedly, I think. Yeah, they zoomed in. He doesn't even touch her.
I'm just pushed down. He sends me flying down the staircase. Hysterical at this point. Crazy. I think I start to kind of yell, scream back at him, kind of push back at him, and he takes me a second time and shoves me again.
Wait. So he sends her flying down the stairs, but then somehow is able to do it again?
I don't know if she means she got back up and he did it. They circle her. She's walking in front of the security guard. They're behind her.
He's flashlighting her pathway down the stairs.
Yeah, he's even like saying, hey, you're going the wrong way, but he is not touching her at all. No, she walked down no flying. All the flights of stairs. No. Now, there's where they made contact, okay? That's the one time where maybe she felt like, oh, don't touch me type of thing, okay? But that's pretty much the only time I see them make contact is where he kind of taps her shoulder a little bit intensely and is like, hey.
Not what I would quantify as manhandling.
No, but it might seem, you know what I mean? Like, it might be like, oh, like, who are you, sir? But he like touches her like this, like taps her kind of hard and is like, over there. You know what I mean? That's the only contact they have. And when they are told to go the other way, then he just follows them.
Yeah.
Like, he's not grabbing her by any means.
It shows now it's zoomed in.
It says Miss Real was not thrown from two sets of stairs.
It was the craziest experience I've ever been in. It was completely and utterly ridiculous how much it escalated.
Look at how it's showing. Like, this is the very end gate.
And it looks like she's arguing with him.
Yeah. And they might have been shouting. They might have been shouting to each other. I know bouncers can be like, you need to get the fuck out. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, they could have been having not a friendly conversation.
Yeah, there's obviously no audio on these, but it doesn't look like he's exerting too much energy.
He's not pushing her, definitely. They're standing in front of each other. She's definitely not happy. And now he's just like, bye. That's it. And it says, since the post, the business and its staff have received considerable negative reviews and messages, including messages of violence and peril.
Peril. Jesus.
Peril? Hubbard Inn is a small business of over 12 years serving patrons in Chicago. So that was their response, which was obviously well received. And people were like, oh my God, she's a fucking liar.
Yeah, there's a bit of discrepancy there.
Yeah. She is now private on TikTok, but weirdly enough, so is Hubbard Inn. So nobody can even watch this anymore.
Oh, wait. They're back public.
It literally was private a second ago. Oh, okay. Well, they're back and better than ever. And they have it pinned. Yeah. Okay. So never mind what I said.
1.2 million views.
And people were commenting, this Saturday, I'll make sure that me and my group of friends stop by the Hubbard Inn and support the business.
Not someone commenting, Julia Real, you have 48 hours to respond. Everyone is waiting.
Oh, people are pissed. Julia Real should be sued for her slander.
That's some pathological lying shit. Like, right? That's insane. I think
that this is such a weird representation of where the internet has gone in general. We know that people do things for quote unquote clout and stuff. Like, we've seen it happen all the time. But this is a different level of that. This is like, why would you lie on a business that, number one, has security footage? Like, you should assume that about any place. But then also, such an egregious lie, like something that could get someone fired or could get police involved. You're literally claiming you were harassed, abused, like thrown down. This is assaulted. Insane. Assaulted, yeah. Now, I want to go back to the guy who kind of vouched for her and was like, yeah, this place is crazy. Because people ran to his page and were like, no, nah, you need receipts because now you're lying too. And so he responded because he was like, y'all need to shut up.
Truth. But I will try to provide a little bit more of the receipts of just like what happened to me that night. And yeah, because y'all need to stop calling me a liar because...
Ooh.
So this is after, and I had filed the police report, but at this point, like, my friend, she has her phone. We're trying to just get evidence. So this is a...
He's like, you want receipts? I got receipts.
Yeah, but that isn't the Hubbard Inn, is it? That's the Boss Bar.
It is right next to Joy District. Between the Starbucks. So he's across the street.
Okay, he's across the street. He said, from what I understood from that video, he approached a guy and I think he was saying, this is the bouncer or something like that. Is that what he said?
I didn't hear anything.
I think he did say that. Oh, I can't make out what he says. But that guy knew who he was.
Yeah, that was him coming, going up to him afterwards.
Yeah, I wonder.
Shit.
Because what's weird, though, is that this doesn't look like a bouncer, maybe a off-duty bouncer. Like, he looks like he could be a bouncer. He's a big guy. But, like, I just think maybe this was a confrontation after this already took place. I'm kind of confused. I'm trying to piece everything together.
Oh, no, for sure. I assume he's probably going up to film him after to be like, this is the guy that did it. Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, if it's just I guess it was a club, but I don't know. I feel like I've seen bouncers in very normal clothing.
But anyway, he puts the, like, pin, and he's right across the street from the Hubbard.
We're trying to just get evidence. So this is a picture with the timestamp and the location.
He's in St. Mary, didn't have to look up.
So the manager did give me his card and I blacked out his number, but he gave me his card because he said he witnessed it all. And I think he also thought like I would take more action. So this is just some of like me trying to contact my family.
So he's showing texts from that night where he says, okay, Malik just got jumped downtown. And then people are asking what happened. And they said he's still downtown waiting on the police. So he did call the police. Check on him, please. I was about to leave, but he told me not to come. So this was from someone who wasn't there, but heard about it, I guess, and was trying to contact his family.
This is me contacting the manager because, like I said, one of the bouncers tried to steal my phone. And then I had just left the review because at this point, I had already kind of felt like nothing else was going to come from it, but I did want to share the story, so...
It is so fucking wild to me that you can leave a super like in-depth crazy review like this, like they're violent, they hurt me, this was totally not okay. And then Hubbard Inn just responds, we're sorry to hear about your experience. I'm like, girl, drop the corporate talk. Someone's saying they were abused.
Oh my God,
there was police
stop.
Involved. Like, this is just ridiculous.
I left this review on their website. Somebody did get back to me.
That's hilarious.
But yeah.
In a not funny way.
this is how I had to show up for work for about 2 months, like while the scar was healing. So that was embarrassing. And yeah, so that's pretty much all that I have.
I feel bad because the other girl lying made him have to come up with all these receipts to be like, you're lying too, and bring up this whole traumatic fucking event. I mean, listen, I'm not going to gasp and be shocked that bouncers are overly aggressive because that's happened to me. Like, not that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say you've had experiences.
Yeah, but I've definitely had Paul Blart situations where it's like, okay, calm down. Like, you don't need to take this so seriously. They get on this like power trip. Most of them are cool, honestly. Like, most bouncers I've ever come across are just like guys, just like, oh, here I am and I'm just trying to keep the place safe. But some of them, wow, use excessive force for real. So I do understand how this could happen and I'm not shocked by it. I am just racking my fucking brain for why someone would lie this intensely. Like, why did she do it?
And also it's interesting because it's not even like she was in a situation where it was like the bouncers outside. Like, clearly they were doing something in the bathroom to get kicked out.
Oh yeah, for sure. And what's interesting is that this is allegedly her. That's what people are saying.
Shut the fuck
up. I know. So people on Reddit found this. I will cross check to make sure that this is her. But anyway, Julia Real wrote an article for Medium that is called Modern Media Literacy. Why do we believe everything we see online?
That is insane.
Right? It just goes on to talk about how, oh, look, here's a screenshot. It must be legit. Like, shit like that.
The crafter of an extravagant lie. Oh my God. Like, was this her inspiration?
I have like, no idea. But my thing is, if it was some sort of social experiment, maybe she's writing an article about it, or I don't know what the fuck this is. But if it was that, then why go private? Why back out so quickly? Like, you stood by that story. And when you told the story, you had to have known it was a lie because we've all seen that it's a lie.
Yeah, wait, no, that's, I'm not gonna even try and give her that. That wouldn't be an out. You named a business. You can't be like, whoops, it was a social experiment.
Yeah,
like,
why wouldn't she have said, because again, she knew this was a lie. Why wouldn't she have said, I was in a hotel somewhere in freaking Kansas?
That's the thing. If this was like for a piece or something, which I mean, Medium, isn't that like anyone can write them?
I think so.
Because that's what our friend EJ wrote the tattoo guy one was on. But you have to get like approved, but it's like contributors can be anyone. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to work for the company. If she was doing like a piece and it was just like, oh, I want to see if people believe this, she would have it be a very vague, non-identifiable thing that she was referencing. Like, she would do it about a place that she didn't actually identify.
Right. Yeah.
And then when everyone believed it, you'd be like, you guys believe everything. And then like,
yeah, I'm so confused.
That's not what happened.
And again, if she was trolling, maybe it wasn't a social experiment, maybe she's just trolling and was like, fuck you guys, like, I'm gonna just tell this lie on the internet. Why back out? The only thing that makes sense that she went private and she's like completely hiding from everyone and hasn't put out anything since is that maybe she's just a pathological liar that just got caught. Like, maybe she just, I don't know, gets a thrill out of it. Why does anybody lie about anything? Like, this is just,
I don't
so
know, that's
weird.
Some weird shit. I would assume she's going private, even just not that this would help you escape legal consequences, but I feel like she's probably worried that they're gonna fucking sue.
Oh, hi there. It's me with an update. Funny we mention this being a social experiment because it's not something that Julia hasn't thought about before. You know the Medium article? This is an excerpt from it. Well, as it turns out, the lie did surface to be false after the creator posted a video admitting to the deceit, looking proud in a follow-up video claiming, it worked! Aiden for Adderall declared that she strategically designed the trick to test just how easy it was for people to believe her. And as we can see, she could not have been more correct about her theory.
So, wow. I don't even, I cannot wrap my head around this. More so in a second because we're gonna get to another update. But first of all, I did wanna go over how I confirm that it's the same Julia Real that we are discussing here. So I do a little Google search and look for her LinkedIn because the Medium article had a little profile picture next to it and it looked kind of like a professional headshot, to which I was like, well, that looks like a picture someone would put on their LinkedIn. So naturally I went to find her LinkedIn. Guess what had been deleted? Interesting. And if you don't know, when you delete something on the internet, if it's been up there a while especially, when you Google it, the search results still usually include it, at least for a while, and there was her picture. So obviously that LinkedIn belonged to the person that wrote the Medium article, but how do I know that that's, again, the same Julia that was in this TikTok? I went to her Instagram, which, yes, is also private, but we can see her bio, which says, @Michigan alumni, and then underneath it says, Chicago. Where did all of this take place?
Chicago. But just in case, wanted to really make sure because it was so unreal to find that this person is the writer of this article. So then I found her personal website, which, guess what, has also been deleted. She really just tried to wipe herself from the internet at this point. But you know I have my ways. So here's her website I found, and here's the about section that says, "Hello, my name is Julia. I am a 2023 graduate of the University of Michigan." In that paragraph, it also mentions her working in Chicago, so I'm pretty confident we can say that this is the same person who wrote Modern Media Literacy: Why Do We Believe Everything We See Online? This aspect alone really throws me for a loop because, like, what do you mean? How could you possibly write this article and then do something like this? Like, that makes zero sense to me. I mean, besides that, I don't even know. I don't have an explanation. But things got even more interesting when Julia decided to unprivate her TikTok account. Remember, we said she deleted the video and she went private? Yes, well, now she is no longer private, and there is one single video on her account. It is not the hotel video. Instead, it is a repost of a TikTok that was originally posted on the account Corboy Demetrio. What is that, you might ask? Well, apparently it's a very successful law firm in Chicago. So this video opens up and it says, Corboy and Demetrio statement regarding Hubbard Inn incident involving Julia Real. So the whole thing is just text, which I will read to you, by Miss Real to investigate the facts that led to her injuries at Hubbard Inn. By the way, they posted this on March 16th. It continues, while the investigation into this incident is ongoing, our initial investigation has revealed facts entirely contrary to the misleading narrative provided on social media by Hubbard Inn. What Hubbard Inn fails to mention in its self-serving post is that the area where Miss Real suffered her injuries was not videotaped. The portions of the video it released only depict certain locations in the establishment, leading the viewer to conclude that the entire story is told through video footage. But even that story evidences an approximate 2-minute gap that is unaccounted for in the release videos. It is undisputed that Miss Real sustained a concussion and presented to the hospital with visible lacerations and other evidence of significant injury. Every patron of an establishment expects to be treated with dignity and respect, especially by staff such as bouncers whose sole purpose is to protect customers, not harm them. In the end, the justice system is well equipped to resolve this dispute. Respectfully, we urge the public to hold off on a rush to judgment and or victim shaming until all of the evidence is presented in a court of law. Wow. So that got posted originally on their TikTok account, which by the looks of it was literally just created. So for a second I was kind of like, what is this law firm? But honestly, I look it up and it seems like they're pretty legit. So according to their website, it's one of the nation's leading plaintiff personal injury and civil trial practice law firms. It says that they represent individuals and their families in personal injury and wrongful death cases resulting from aviation tragedies, construction negligence, railroad and motor vehicle negligence, medical malpractice, product liability, premises liability, and construction accidents. They also say that they have acquired more than $4 billion in settlements and verdicts, of which nearly 600 are in excess of $1 million. So needless to say, this is a pretty successful law firm, and they very much seem to be the real deal, which honestly just makes this all the more confusing because a law firm like that probably isn't going to take someone on unless they have enough evidence that they've seen that makes them think they'll win. So it does make me wonder, like, what she has and what she presented them with, because obviously from what we've seen, it seems like her entire story was made up. But let's take a moment to look back at the tapes that were provided by Hubbard Inn. So the lawyer's post says that 2 minutes of it were missing. I hadn't really looked at the timestamps originally, but in the first clip they show, it's the roommate. And in the top left corner, it says 2024, Sunday, and then it's 0000, and then the seconds are ticking by. It's important to note, we don't see them actually even turn the corner here, nor do I know the layout of this place. So like, I don't know how much further around that corner the stairs are. But it's also important to note that it does specify in the bottom right that this is the second floor. I've seen people bring up that the Hubbard Inn actually has 3 floors. Apparently each one is like a different vibe and the top one's like the club. So they could have been originally on the 3rd floor and then come down. But in this next video clip is when we see Julia walk down the hallway with the bouncer. And I can't say for certain, obviously, but it doesn't appear like she just fell down a flight of stairs. So the fall that she references, you would think, would have to come after this, because this doesn't strike you as someone that just fell down a flight of stairs and is like really upset, you know? But again, I was not there,
maybe she bounced back really quick, but just throwing it out there. Also want to throw it out there though, there is no timestamp on this video footage. It looks like they cropped it out. So I don't know if that was strategic, if there's something we are missing, but I also think it's interesting that this is the same bouncer as far as I can tell. I compared some screenshots and you can't see his face obviously, but you can see at one point in each clip that he has a beard and he looks about the same weight, same height. So I'm pretty confident that this is the same bouncer. But if we just saw him walk the roommate out, that means that he would have had to come back and get Julia and then walk her out. Just something to keep in mind. Because then the next footage we see is shot from the first floor and it's of the stairs coming down from the second floor, presumably where they're coming from after they walk down that hallway. So when they enter the frame, the timestamp in the left corner says 12:01:54. So the roommate originally got to the hallway right around midnight plus 7 seconds. So it would appear that that's the 2-minute gap that the lawyer is saying was like cut out of this footage. But back to my point about it being the same bouncer, if he walked the roommate to the end of the hall and then he walked back to go get Julia, and did they come from the third floor? Did he have to go upstairs? Did he have to go find her? Because that could easily take 2 minutes. It's not like we saw Julia and the roommate walk down and then suddenly it jumped 2 minutes. It was jumping 2 minutes by the time both of them were coming down the stairs. I don't know where the stairs are in relation to this hallway, obviously, but you would assume that there has to be some kind of like landing at the top. And obviously the roommate didn't just keep going because the roommate and her walked down together. So my theory is that the bouncer walked the roommate down the hallway and then he was like, okay, you wait here, I'll go get your friend. She waited. And so then that's when it jumps 2 minutes and we see them coming down the stairs and entering the first floor. So at the end of the day, obviously Jesse and I were not there. We do not know what happened. Needless to say, I'm very curious about how this is going to continue to develop and unfold because, again, I don't feel like a law firm would take on a client that they knew would lose. So they clearly think they have something. But also at the same time, logically going through that footage, I just don't know what piece would be missing that would explain her falling. Anyway, I think that's it for the update. I'm sorry that was a little long and rambly, but now you have my analysis on the situation. Let me know in the comments below what you think and if I'm missing something, because it feels like I have to be, right? Like my brain can't handle it. Anyway, sorry, back to us.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that is Factor.
If you aren't familiar, Factor provides delicious, ready-to-eat meals that are fresh, never frozen, and they're ready to go in just 2 minutes, which is nice because I hate cooking.
Yeah, there's no prep, there is no cooking at all. All you have to do is like literally pierce the package, put it in. And as someone who doesn't like leftovers, I will say they are so freaking good. My husband tried them as well, and we ate them like every single day we were eating them. They also come, a lot of them, with sauces, and I'm a saucy girly, which was super great. But my favorite was the veggie one, actually. It was veggie tamal. Oh my gosh, it was so freaking good. And then my second favorite was, I think, chorizo chili. I ate it with like some crackers. Honestly, every single one was a banger and it kept me full. It was very much a quality meal, especially when you consider that you don't have to prepare anything. It's just pretty much the best I can get with the time that I have.
Well, and you know that I don't have the best diet usually, so this was a nice change of pace. I had the sun-dried tomato chicken and I ate zucchini noodles.
Right? Okay, they put cauliflower like mash and stuff. And normally I am not a fan of that, but when I put the sauce and everything, I was scarfing it down. Honestly, it was so good. I am not a healthy eater, okay? It's so good. I repurchased with my own money and I'm forcing my brother to get it too, because if you're someone that really just wants a solution to not wanting to cook or just feeling like you're always eating out and you feel gross, and like I'm always in that boat, Factor is for you.
So if you want to try it, head to factormeals.com/DWKT50 and use the code DWKT50 and you get 50% off. So Jesse, you should use our code. Are you allowed to do that?
I did. So hopefully I am allowed to do that. Again, that's code DWKT50 at factormeals.com/DWKT50 to get 50% off. And yeah, thank you so much to Factor for sponsoring this episode. Okay, so moving on to Zach Bryan. So I am not extremely familiar with him other than a few of his like popular songs, but I don't follow him. And honestly, the first I had really heard of him as a person was because he is dating Brianna Chicken Fry, someone that we've talked about a few times. She's an interesting character. Yeah, we've talked about her because of the BFF podcast and certain topics that we've done. She has, interesting takes.
But like not any like actual coverage on her.
Not any actual coverage on her, but I have always gotten an interesting vibe from her.
I've seen some things that I'm like, maybe you should have not said that or done that. But then other times I'll see her and I'm like, oh, she seems cool. But it very much, I feel like, goes hot and cold.
She gives a little bit of misogynistic vibes only because, like, when you're sitting in between Josh and freaking Dave Portnoy and half the shit that they say.
She's a little too agreeable about it.
Yeah. And I also just recently saw they were like saying kind of mean things about Brooke Schofield. And then she called her while they were filming and was like, pick up. Like, that's not a girl's girl. Like, why are you going to make her talk to them when you know the type of people that Dave Portnoy and Josh are? They're not going to be like the kindest men ever.
Dave honestly was really mean to me on BFFs. And it sucks because I like really love him. Well, I get a call in the car the other day and it's Brianna. And I'm ignoring her because I'm like, I'm on the phone already, whatever. And then she texts me and she goes, Dave wants to talk to you. And I go, oh no. I pick up, you're on the BFFs pod.
They're so good at that.
I should have known. Brianna, protect me. He's asking me about Matt Rife's Facetune dick pic, whatever. And he's like, honestly, I don't give a fuck about who was dating what, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so I answer him. He hangs up, whatever. But then I watch the full clip. And him and Josh are just like going in about me, like basically saying like, she has no right to be mad. Like, duh, she's stupid for even thinking he would have been a good guy, blah, blah. And then Brie goes, Dave, Brooke loves you. And Josh is like, seems like she just loves everybody. Like,
we just say a quick side note. Brooke Schofield, bless her heart, she just gets so fucked by so many people.
Yeah.
Like Matt Rife, then there's recently those two guys, I don't know their names because who the fuck are they, that she goes on their podcast and they are so, like, I saw one clip and I was like, oh, they're kind of rude. I saw another clip where they're talking about her parents and oh my God.
Yeah, they were awful to her.
She just seems to, like, recently at least, have gone on, like, podcasts and stuff and she just gets ripped apart.
Yeah.
But also, it's very passive-aggressively, so she's, like, always really nice back to them. Anyway, just a side note, but that was another example.
Yeah, so, I don't know, there's just been a few things of Brianna that I'm like, okay. But anyway, that's why I had heard of Zach Bryan, because they're dating, and they have been for, I think, like, a year now.
Yeah, same, and also, that, like you, I had not heard of him. I know that didn't he just win, like, he won a Grammy?
Not a clue.
But I am not usually a big country fan, I feel like. This year, I've listened to much more country between him and Beyonce.
So one thing to note about Brianna and Zach is that they both have reputations of being cheaters in their relationships, okay? Brianna said this on Theo Von's podcast.
Okay, and are you that kind of person? You jump from boyfriend to boyfriend?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a relationship girl.
You are?
Yeah.
But do you leave any time? Like, is there...
There's an overlap, usually.
No.
Always an overlap. Every time.
So you are overlap. Okay, that's not called an overlap, that's called I think it's, I don't know what the term for it is now. What do they call it, Zach?
Overlap.
Might be cheating.
Overlap.
Yeah, they used to call it cheating. Okay, now they call it overlap.
Not admitting.
Yeah, exactly. So people were like, okay, you're saying that you cheat. But Zach Bryan's history of cheating is a lot more fucked up, because did you know he was married?
No, literally. So I love his music, but I know zero about him as a person.
So he used to be married to someone called Rose Madden, and they met in the Navy. They both served. I had no clue about this until earlier. So some of this is speculation. So they were married and he got honorably discharged, is how he puts it. But people just speculate he just dropped out because he wanted to do music, which, like, whatever, I guess, live your life. But the part that people have the biggest issue with is that there was allegedly an overlap with his ex-wife and then someone else who he dated for like a year. I cannot remember her name, but that's not really important anyway. So what is important is that people, and this is all over TikTok, I'm talking like tons of viral videos that will play a song of his and then be like, listening to Zach Bryan isn't just the same after finding out that he divorced his then wife, Rose, while she was deployed, and he did it through the mail. Like, he just, like, sent her divorce papers. That's what people are saying happened. I don't know how people got this information, but it's, like, literally a viral thing on TikTok, and it's all over Reddit, and that's how people say he divorced her.
Shit.
Yeah, so if that is true, ouch. She actually left social media for, like, a year after they were divorced and then came back, and, you know, now she's on social media. But whatever the case may be, people don't think that Zach Bryan is, you know, the best partner necessarily, or, like, the fact that he likes to also overlap, like Brianna, is what they're saying. So, okay, whatever. Two overlappers meet. There has been multiple rumors of him cheating on her, I think just because of the nature of both of their, like, past and relationships. And she's actually had to address him cheating before on the BFF podcast.
I don't know why I know this. I think just TikTok, because I don't watch BFFs or anything. Yeah. Or she has a podcast too, Plan Brie. I guess they met because she was at a concert, I want to say, with Josh Richards. from BFFs. Okay. They were like on stage at one point and they didn't really meet him then, but he was aware they were there. And then I guess they started DMing on Instagram afterwards and then they like kept talking. And then their first date was he had to do some kind of a road trip where he was driving like 15 hours. 18 or hours.
I think I saw that. Yeah.
18. Thank you. Not us knowing all the details. That was like their first date, I guess, was an 18-hour road trip.
Wow.
And then according to her, they've been like pretty inseparable ever since. And I actually just saw her recently posting.
That was a Freudian slip. Or Freudian slip. What is it called?
What did I say?
You said insufferable, I think.
No, I think I said inseparable.
Oh, wait. Okay, because it just sounded like insufferable to me. Maybe I'm just thinking.
Yeah, no.
They've been insufferable ever since.
No, but I even just saw her recently post on a tour bus, I'm pretty sure, because she is on tour with him.
Well, that's what she says here.
Demoximo, they're trying to break you up, Brie.
I know. Okay, I knew it was fake when it said he's talking to others who will be along the current tour path coming up. I knew it was fake after that because I'm with him the whole rest of the tour.
Were you a little nervous when you first saw it? Were you a little bit like, oh, hard drop?
Kind of, honestly. And then I looked at, I was like, okay, my cats are on his bus. And I was like, Idaho or wherever it was, Iowa. We fell asleep on FaceTime together that night. So it all checks out. So, and I get DMs. I get DMs daily when I'm with him now of people being like, I just saw Zach here and here with this girl. And I'm like, dude, we're laying in bed together right now.
Right.
That's why I didn't want to be public because everyone's just trying to ruin it.
Wait, you're dating that dude?
Yeah.
Bryce completely fucking kidding? Lost. Wow. As usual.
Why is Bryce there? Yeah, no. Like everything I've heard her say is like they have basically been together like physically or I guess maybe on FaceTime consistently since they started dating. Yeah. And I feel like they just went to Europe together. So I was surprised to hear he cheated. Not because like he wouldn't do that. I don't know anything about him. But more so because I'm like, when did he have the time?
One thing that I've realized in all these stories about men, both successful and not successful, cheating, people find time.
They'll find the time?
Yeah, if they want to cheat, they'll find the time. I mean,
I guess, yeah.
There's enough time in the day if you really make time for anything.
But also, like, if you like someone enough that you're with them all the time, like, it just feels insane that you would feel the need to cheat. Because that feels like he'd have to, like, go out of his way to do it.
And they do, and they will. I mean, I'm not saying he definitely cheated. This is all alleged. But let's go over the kind of proof that we have that came from an Instagram account called T-Talk Talk. Although I do think this was posted by the girl. I think as of right now, she's unnamed, but the proof does have Zach in it, like picture wise. So we do know that these are messages from him. So it says, he first messaged me June 1st. We hung out 4 separate times since then. Found out about the STD June 20th. He said he had shows in Ohio and New York, so he was going to wait until after to take the antibiotic to cure it because he knew he would be drinking at the show. The New York show that Brie went on stage for. Not sure of the exact date she posted the TikTok of her on her influencer trip saying she on an antibiotics and can't drink, but it was around that time. So they're saying he didn't want to take the antibiotic yet because he was drinking. Just to like chill with chlamydia for like longer because you don't want to take
an antibiotic. To be able to drink at a show. Wild. A choice. Yeah.
But anyway, there's more proof. So Zach sends a picture of a dog. And then this girl responds, Jack picked out the prettiest of seashells. And then he sends a video of the same dog, which I'm assuming, I don't know shit about Zach Bryan. I'm assuming that's his dog and that would be, you know, we can cross check that. But she sends to Zach, got to Brittany's, we're going to Barbuzo. And he says, ooh, lucky. She says, I'm home now. Thanks for talking today. I needed it. Have fun recording. He says, you're amazing. Wish I could sleep with you tonight. She says, why can't you? And he says, you're right. She says, I know I'm right, with a winky face. He says, come get me then. You work tomorrow? She says, I'm off tomorrow. Your place or mine? And then he said, mine. This is Zach. I mean, it's pretty obvious that it's Zach and he is recording and it's only like the top part of his face. Almost like you would just take a picture for a friend and just be like, ah, I'm recording type of thing. It doesn't seem like something that she got off of Google. And it's him saying, can't wait. Gonna be great. Ha ha ha. She says, LOL. So much fun. My trick king. What the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
Trike king? Trichomoniasis is what she ended up getting. What is trichomoniasis? And if it's a disease, why is she calling him her trick king? That is not
good. Yeah, I was like, this is odd.
My chlamydia king.
A commonly sexually transmitted infection caused by a parasite.
Oh.
It's among the most common. Why have I never heard of it?
You gotta watch out for the trick.
Literally never heard of it. And says it's among the most common sexually transmitted infections. It says men typically have no symptoms.
That's why he's like, I don't really need the antibiotics right now. Okay, I thought he had freaking, what's that other one? gonorrhea. So it seems like they were joking about it, but it makes sense. I don't know what order these are in, but the next one where they're actually talking about the diagnosis and she actually sends a picture of it, he's saying, and this happened on June 20th, thank you. Was it a full panel? Sorry, talking to my doctors. And she says, yes, everything negative except the trichomoniasis. I got blood work too for HIV, hepatitis, and syphilis, all negative. To which he says, thank you. I'm also so insanely sorry. First time for me, and I hope you don't think I'm disgusting. And then she sends him her diagnosis. That is all negative except for the tricho, whatever the fuck.
Also interesting, I just scrolled down a little more and it says, it's super common and most people, not just men, do not have any symptoms.
Well, that makes sense in the situation where he would probably be living his life as normal. She would have symptoms, come to him, and that's why he's like, oh shit, let me go talk to my doctor. Yeah. I'm just trying to think here, the likelihood of this being fake. Is it high? Like, it seems so legit, I'm confused.
This would be even more insane than the Hubbard Inn faking of a situation. Oh my God, I know. Because to have a whole fake text combo that you're like constructing and blood panel is wild, yeah.
And the picture of him is obviously the most damning thing, and then also the picture of the pets. Like, those are things that, I mean, you can fake it, but not really. Like, unless that's a picture he's posted.
I was going to say, if he, like, posted this on, like, a Snapchat or something, but usually I feel like people would be able to clock that pretty quick.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, I'm sure he has diehard fans enough that they would be like, no, I've seen that before.
Yeah, and that hasn't happened as of right now. Brianna also hasn't responded as of right now.
And this is all around June 20th. But so, when did they meet?
Well, they were already together June, because in August is when that happened where she talked about how he's not cheating. That was in August.
Oh, okay.
They must have already been together. And she's also saying that Brianna was on stage. So they were definitely together.
But no, that's where I think that might be the one where they met.
He first messaged me June 1st. We hung out four separate times. And by June 20th, she had the STD, it says.
Because remember I said that the reason that he knew who Brie was is because her and Josh Richards went to a concert and they ended up on stage.
Wait, so is this alleging cheating or not?
I feel like it might be like when they met, he was hooking up with this girl. But they first met at the Academy of Country Music Awards in May 2023. They were both in other relationships.
Okay,
so July 27th, she said she was hanging out with Brian to clear up some details about when they started dating.
Okay, so this could have not been a cheating situation then. This could have just been he gave a girl an STD or an STI. I guess my question is, like, why did she come forward? This happened a long time ago. So, like, I would think that she would come forward to prove that he's cheating. Like, that's the only motive that makes sense to me here.
Yeah. Well, so May 31st, it says that that's when Brian announced that he and his then-girlfriend went their separate ways.
Wait, what? Okay, so he had just... Jesus.
So I think it was, like, hooking up with this girl in between them.
Okay, so he breaks up with his long-term girlfriend that he got right after he left his wife. Then gives her an STI, which he got it from somewhere and that's how she got it, but okay.
And then he reconnects with Brie at his June 2023 concert at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens, New York.
Got it. So it's not necessarily cheating.
Yeah, and this is the one I was talking about. She says, I was still with my boyfriend at the concert. Then a few days later, me and Joey break up and Zach had already broken up with his girlfriend and then he fucking slid into my DMs. I made a podcast after we went on stage and was like, eat the rich besides Zach Bryan. And then he posted it and he DM'd me and said, that was so sweet, thank you guys for coming. And then we just started chatting. And then they did that road trip.
Okay, so wait, now I'm confused, because why is this girl coming forward? And so many people are thinking it's a cheating thing. I mean, look at the name of the article. It says, Zach Bryan allegedly gave a girl he hooked up with an STI while in a relationship with Brianna. But that doesn't line up. So he did give a girl allegedly an STI, which sucks. And it seems like he was like, I'm sorry. It does happen in sexually, you know, active people. That is a thing that happens. So it's not like he's a monster, you know?
Yeah, and he wasn't like going around knowingly, like not disclosing that he had something. He just was unaware.
Now, he probably was hooking up with a bunch of people, which, you know, that's a thing. But he's also an adult. And as long as it's all consensual, who cares? But yeah, wait a second. Did we just crack the case? He didn't cheat. I mean, allegedly. But he didn't. He just got with Brianna really soon after he gave a girl an STI, which is an unfortunate thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, it didn't really make sense to me because from everything I've heard from, I mean, it's from her and I don't watch her consistently. It's just like clips I see on TikTok. But like, she's basically said that they have been together like almost every single day since they started dating. Again, like, yes, they find the time, but like, I don't know why he would find the time.
Yeah, and this person's commenting here, and I agree. It's like most single 20 to 30 year olds experience probably at least one sexually transmitted thing if they are, you know, if they're active and, you know, use condoms and stuff like that. But there's other ways of getting that. You can do freaking oral and get gonorrhea in your throat. Did you know that? Like, that's a thing. I think that it's a different story if someone has, like, HIV and they're not telling anyone. I mean, it's actually not only just a different story. It's criminal. Like, you can go to jail for that. But yeah. I think that people are painting this to be kind of crazy. Like, I believed, even though I gathered all the links for this, I believed he cheated until we actually did the math here. And then we're like, wait a second. He didn't cheat. Like, it could have been a messy situation. But a lot of times people get together during messy fucking situations. So who knows?
And I'm not trying to, like, come for the girl. But also, I mean, like, that's kind of fucked that you would write this.
And so much later, like, this is almost a year later.
And when he's, like, getting a lot more attention now than he was at the time.
And you know he's in a relationship, and she did try to make it seem, even though they weren't together, she tried to make it seem like they were taking antibiotics at the same time. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, because that was where they met. So obviously her antibiotics wouldn't be from the same thing. But then also, because she was potentially the hookup in between his relationship with the ex and with Bree, is this like the result of her being mad that he like ghosted her or something?
But even if it was, like, it's like, why are you gonna come back almost a year later and talk about it and then do it anonymously? It just seems weird.
It feels like you're revealing personal details that you absolutely, like, this isn't helping anyone. There's no purpose for this except to make him look bad. Yeah,
that is so weird. This is not where I thought this was gonna go. I thought we were gonna be like, ew, Zach Bryan, why the fuck did you cheat on Brianna? No, I'm just kind of grossed out that this is all out there to begin with, and now we're covering it, and I'm scared. Honestly, I don't like when things like this happen, when we like have one idea and then it turns out being a completely different thing. I'd rather just know from the get-go. But I do like when things like this happen because it is important to discuss. I mean, look at our first fucking topic. Like, people fake shit on the internet.
I was just going to say, well, I mean, as Julia Real would say, people believe.
Yeah, and people believe a lot of things because we don't have time, number one, right? Like, the average person scrolling through their For You page or whatever is not going to have the time.
Isn't going to do a deep dive on every drama they pass.
And then also, you know, he has that reputation from his ex-wife, which, again, that is all alleged. Like, we don't know. We weren't there. And the ex-wife hasn't done, like, interviews outing him. So I don't know how people are gathering all of this. Yes, I know he has songs about being a bad partner and shit like that. And maybe he is, maybe he's not. I don't fucking know. But there's so much room for confusion on the internet. And this is a perfect example of that. Like, this is true, allegedly. Like, this seems legit. But it, like, just seems so malicious now. Like, looking at it now, it's like, wait a second. Why would you put that out there other than to just try to bring down someone for, I mean, listen, do I think that's great that she got a sexually transmitted infection from him? No, like, I don't think that's great. But I also don't think he did that on purpose.
Exactly. And well, the only reason I would think to share someone's like medical situation is if they were not disclosing it to people and you felt like it was like,
100%.
But it sounds like this is a super common thing. He took the antibiotic, so he doesn't have it anymore. And he's in a relationship. So why would
we
you
never
tell
got
people?
To cover the whole Diplo situation because it is literally so fucking dark and insane and such a crazy rabbit hole. But he is someone that people have come out and said, like, he is spreading HIV to people and not disclosing. And I fully support anyone to come forward against, like, celebrities who are doing shit like that and outing them, especially if they're lurking in the fucking shadows, spreading shit everywhere.
And especially using their power dynamic to do so.
This doesn't seem like that. This seems like a man who was asymptomatic, who was hooking up and maybe trying to get over his ex or doing whatever the fuck and was irresponsible and not practicing safe sex. And, you know, pass it on to someone and was apologetic about it. Like, I'm kind of confused here and feel a little icky.
Yeah, we don't know what happened between them, but it seems like a situationship that didn't go anywhere. And then he got a girlfriend.
Oh, if I was Brianna, I'd be like, why are you doing that? Like, seriously, I would be so grossed out.
If I was her or him, I'd be livid.
For real. There you have it. Fact check on aisle 4. He did not cheat, and we don't support that this was outed.
As far as we know, is like
with the evidence before us.
According to the information we have, this timeline does not seem like it adds up.
Not at all.
Wait, there's a comment on this Instagram that says, not sure why she posted this to Reddit. She says, the thread was quiet and bored. Girl, that's just dirty. Holy shit.
This is getting weird now because I actually had that Reddit pulled up, it was a mega thread on Zach Bryan cheating. It's deleted now. And so I couldn't gather anything from it because it's all gone. So I think she deleted anything that she had posted on Reddit. And I think that's where all this
which,
came
like,
from.
Like, not to say that messaging a TikTok tea Instagram would have been any better, but like,
I know.
Reddit?
Yeah. So that's where that TikTok place got it from, I'm pretty sure.
That's
and then
wild.
Now it's all deleted.
Yeah.
I was wondering why that thread was deleted. Oh my God, it's all making sense now. This is insane. Yeah, why are people being so weird on the internet? What is the reason? What was the reason? Like, I literally don't know.
Why do people lie so easily?
This isn't even a lie. This is just weird behavior. Like, why do this? Why cause all of this for you to, again, back out? Like, you deleted everything. And it's just like...
Yeah, well, I guess this isn't a lie, but it's an intentional misrepresentation.
For sure. And I mean, it got me. I literally gathered links for this thinking he was some fucking crazy cheater.
Can't get me. Attention to detail.
And who knows about his past relationships now? That kind of brings everything into question. Although he hasn't commented on that. And I definitely think he should. He should like clear things up because people run on the internet with shit about his relationships. So I don't know. But anyway, wow. That was a wild ride.
Interesting.
I'm so confused. But I'm glad we got to a resolution there kind of and realized that this whole episode was bullshit.
We've cracked the case.
These people are something else. I'm scared of the internet sometimes, but despite being scared of it, I do have a we love the internet for today because I have been scrolling recently and I've gotten some good ones, and you will be happy to know it includes dogs.
Buster, I'm really gonna Buster,
I saw this last night.
Come here, you little shit.
The dog just keeps jumping in the pool.
It's such like a leap. It's just like throwing himself
in. Your
life. Oh, he's a fat lab too.
Are you done? Come here. Buster Henry.
Oh my God.
I love it so much. The dog has so much fun just with the jumping activity. It's not that he loves the swimming. He loves the jumping.
Oh my God, he jumped in with the towel.
Come here.
That's dangerous.
Come here.
Eighth attempt.
Ninth attempt. Oh, left him out and he does this. He starts eating the vacuum.
Leave that vacuum cleaner alone. Hey. Are you ready to come in?
Come on. Let's go, come on.
Oh my God.
Then the dad comes, and of course they listen.
Come on.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Look at him, he thought about running though.
No, sir. Buster, get over here. Yeah.
He thinks about running at the end. No, sir. My favorite is when she gets so frustrated. She's just like, Buster Henry.
A wet lab. Like, that's a lot of hair.
I know. I was about
everywhere.
To say, I love dogs, but you know that pool is floating with his hair everywhere in it.
Oh, the pool and just like drying him afterwards.
I know. But he's so cute and so happy. But anyway, if you guys made it to the end of this wild fact checking episode, we really appreciate you. And if you made it to the end, you deserve an award. But anyway, yeah, I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. And as always, we will see you on Friday.
Cheers.
Bye.